You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
How carefree is life when you stop being a simp, stop dating, and avoid marriage? Today is the first day I officially exited the simp zone, and my life is already improving. I slept until noon, went downstairs to find a place to enjoy a good meal, ordered a couple of hearty dishes, and had a bottle of beer, all for just 45 yuan. If I had spent that 45 yuan sending red envelopes as a simp, those little fairies might scold me and even call me stingy. But with that money, which those beauties look down on, I can enjoy a nice meal at a restaurant. Isn't that worth it? Today, I officially decided that from now on, every penny I earn will be spent only on myself. I'm already 35 years old. No matter how hard I work at the company, it seems I'm destined never to marry. Since that's the case, I might as well let it go, enjoy life, eat well, drink heartily every day, and be a carefree single man. I used to really want to get married, so I would starve in the morning and eat instant noodles at night to save more money. As a result, I lived like a beggar. Now that I've given up on marriage, every meal includes meat and alcohol. Since marriage caused me so much pain and being single brings me so much joy, why should I force myself to marry?
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, the clip that precedes my video came from a video that was put out by China Unvarnished. And that video is entitled, "More and More Chinese Men Are Starting to Wake Up. Women Are Upset." Yes, gentlemen. Yes. More and more men around the world have come to the same conclusion when it comes to the modern woman. They are too damn expensive. Yes, gentlemen, we've always said this. Women are not free. Sex is not free. A lot of guys are still under the misguided notion that Chad and Tyrone get it for free. The men that she actually wants to have sex with get it for free. No, gentlemen, no. Those men still have to pay with their time and attention and their energy. Yes, even if the woman likes you, even if she wants to have sex with you, you're still trading those resources. However, a lot of guys have realized, you know what? It's better to just go ahead and transact the money. That's going to be the quickest and most honest way, and believe it or not, the least expensive way to get laid. However, a lot of us older guys from the beginnings of the manosphere, the red pill, MGTOW, we kept saying eventually women were going to price themselves out of the relationship market. Paul Proteus, RIP, he put out a masterpiece called Hypergamy Floats, where he broke it down. Yes, more and more women are going to continue to practice hypergamy. However, the further they go up, when they try to monkey branch, there are not going to be many branches left. And when those women actually try to come back down, the tree, the branches are not going to be there. See, that is the bottom, 95% of men. Before it was the 80-20, now it's the 95-5. 95% of men, the backup plans, they're saying, nope, nope, nope. We've seen it, and we're no longer going to play that game. And of course, a lot of women are shaking in their boots now, and they're putting it all on social media. And it is wonderful to watch these women melt the fuck down. It is spectacular to watch these women lose their mind, knowing that that backup guy, that friend zone guy, has finally saw the light and realized, I'm not getting anything out of this one-sided relationship. Yeah. Now, we always talked about the simp pool. And of course, back then, we always got comments saying, nah, the simp pool is too big to fail. There's always going to be a simp, blah, 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 blah. Sandman said it. TFM said it. I said it. Vention MGTOW, RIP, he said it. Lionel MGTOW, Hammerhand, you know, Stardust. All of us said in our own way that the simp pool was eventually going to take a massive hit because in the end, it is unsustainable. But, however, I'm going to reiterate, a lot of people left comments back then saying, nope, the simp pool is too big. Women are always going to be able to rely on simps. However, I personally always said, well, what is going to happen when that simp pool starts to eventually shrink down? Gentlemen, here we are. We've always said it's not going to be an overnight thing. You just have to wait. Eventually, the environment is going to become far too volatile. And I personally said, even the simp one day is going to be forced to make a choice. Self-preservation or keep dumping his money into a lost cause called the modern woman. She is a money pit. And here we are, gentlemen. We kept saying, give it time. It's not going to be an instant overnight thing, like a lot of guys unfortunately thought we said it was going to be. Nope, we said it was going to be a slow burn. Yeah, and here we are. Back then, yes, the simp pool was a vast ocean. The economy was good. There was no Charlie 19. Yes, a lot of guys had disposable income that they could use to continue to pursue women. However, look at today. That vast ocean has severely shrunk down to the size of a sizable lake. Yeah. Between then and now, yeah. Now, there's always going to be simps. We never said that the simp was going to go extinct. We simply said that the simp money, the simp economy, is simply unsustainable. Hell, you can look at China. They outright said, yes, the simp market, the simp economy has pretty much died out in China. This man said he left the simp zone. All the money that he makes, he's going to use for himself. He's going to eat hearty. He's going to drink alcohol. He's going to live life on his own terms. What does that sound like, gentlemen? That's right. A man who woke up, took the red pill, and decided he's going to go his own way. He's walking away from society. The societal expectations that are placed on men. Work hard, get a family, enslave yourself to the government through said family. These men have said, nope, nope, nope. He's not the only one. There are millions of men around the globe who've come to the same damn conclusion. I got one life and I'm gonna live it to the fullest on my own terms. Gentlemen, it does not get any more beautiful than that. It is lovely. They cannot contain this anymore. As much as they tried to stamp out the red pill, as much as they tried to make MGTOW look like a quote unquote terrorist group, no, no, no. It was only a natural conclusion for a lot of men who realized, you know what? This system is too damn much. And yeah, more and more men are now openly willing to say, yep, we're going to walk away and let it collapse. We're not valued in society anyway. So why are we going to waste our time trying to maintain or protect a society that sees us as nothing more than cannon fodder for war or slaves for domestic use only? Yeah, right. No. No. See, people thought that men were going to have a violent uprising, that we were just going to take up arms and overthrow it all. No. Nope. There's always been two types of resistances. Active resistance, where people do take up arms, or the passive resistance, where people say, you know what? I'm just not going to do anything. And guess what? More and more men, they chose the second route. You cannot force a man to work. You cannot force a man to actually care about society. You cannot force a man to marry. And guess what? Those things right there are the cornerstone for a successful environment and a successful society. And guess what? Since men have been given the shaft by said society, men have decided, you know what? We're going to walk away, let it collapse, let it fucking burn. Yep. More and more men have openly said, fuck it. Let society crash and burn. And guess what? We're going to roast marshmallows and hot dogs at the fire. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. The guy in the clip that precedes this, I give him a standing fucking ovation. Yes. Watch the entire video, gentlemen. More and more men are openly saying on camera, no, women are too damn expensive. I can't afford it. So therefore, I'm going to live for my own self. And yeah, you're not going to be able to shame these men like you have the trad cucks over here, namely one Scott Galloway, trying to shame young men saying, no, you guys need to put down the video games. You need to go out there and work and all this stuff. And the young men have said, fuck you. We've seen what happens to the quote unquote working good everyday average man. He gets shit on. That's not gonna be me. Nope. Nope. Hell fucking no. Now, for you women around the world, from Japan, where they have the herbivore movement, to China, where men are just saying, you know what, Bylon, fuck it, let it rot, to over here in America, where you have the red pill guys, the men who've walked away, MGTOW, SYSBM, you ladies are now shaking in your boots. Why? Because, like I said before, that backup plan has walked away. And a lot of you women are now going to be face to face with your own consequences of your decisions of not getting that man when you had the chance. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to be forced to understand this. The power you thought you had in the simp economy, that has gone out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be able to act like a complete and total bitch to these men, and that no matter what you did, that there was going to be that backup man who still wanted to be with you regardless, that has gone out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, I'm going to reiterate, there are millions more of men just like the man that I featured in the first clip. And now more and more men are openly saying no. The one word that you women hate more than anything. And these men are openly saying it. Nope, 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 no. Hey, you women, you priced yourself out of the relationship market. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.